A little bit of the tape that doesn't cut. My name is Vera Gramley, and I'm talking with Mrs. Klein, Mrs. Lois Klein, in her living room here in Allen County, Kentucky. Today's date is April 11, 1984. Mrs. Klein, are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes.
Now, would you please spell for me your full name?
L-O-I-S-C-L-I-N-E.
You have no middle name?
Yes, I have an E.
You have an E?
Yes, but I usually leave that out.
Oh. Is that just an initial or is that a middle name?
Well, that stands for my grandmother. Both of them was named Enola.
Well, don't you think that's important for us to have down here?
Okay.
So, right. What's your middle name now?
Enola. Lois Enola.
And spell Enola for me.
E-L-O-N-I-A, I think.
Elona.
Enola.
E-N-O-L-A?
No. Yes, I guess that would do it.
Okay.
I don't know. You're
not sure. No. And what is your husband's name?
Harris. H-A-R-R-I-S. Harris Klein.
And does he have a middle name?
He has a C. That's just an initial.
C,
uh-huh.
Middle initial C. Okay. Are you employed?
No. I retired a year ago from General Electric.
The
14th of this month, the year.
And what did you do there?
I was auditor.
Worked in the office then?
No.
No?
I just audited the lines. It's what we call the super line. It made the motors that went to Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just an auditor on the line to check out the machines and all the work that went through.
That sounds like a pretty responsible position.
It was.
What does your husband do? What is his
occupation? He works at Massey Hardware here in Scottsville.
How long have you lived here at this address?
38 years, I guess.
And where did you live before you moved here?
Well, Westmoreland, about 2 miles Westmoreland.
Mm-hmm. But that was not in Allen County?
No, though. That there was in Sumner County. But we lived in Macon County. Of course, Westmoreland in Sumner County, but we just crossed over the Macon County line. We were just about 2 miles from Westmoreland, but really we were in Macon County.
And you lived there, what, as a bride?
Uh-huh. We lived there 6 years, yes.
And then moved here. Did you build it, have this house built?
No, we bought this house. Mm-hmm.
Where were your parents from?
They lived in Allen County. They originated from Virginia.
But you were born in Allen
yes.
County?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What were their occupations? What did they do?
Well, we lived on a farm, but my father had a country store. And he ran that store for several years. And he was a school teacher. And then when he quit the store, he was county judge here for about 2 terms. They lived here in Scottsville that time.
And what was his name?
Osley. Everybody called him O.B. Napier.
And spell that name. Spell his name for me.
O-S-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of his name?
N-A-P-I-E-R.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you said a B.
Yeah. Your Oakley name? Benson.
Benson, okay.
That middle name.
And then he must have had, did he have a college degree? You said he was
yes.
a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about his schooling.
Well, he taught school at Bellwood. Of course, I was just 5 years old at that time. And Mount Union, and I think that's the only school that he taught, I think, in places, because I think he taught maybe two or three years.
Where did he graduate from?
Oh, he went to school at Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. And of course, way back then, they didn't have to have a degree like they do now to teach in these country schools.
Then he taught all the grades, did he?
Uh-huh, yes,
So you're saying, did he have any college himself, or was he just through high school?
Well, he went to college. I don't know exactly how. I don't remember, of course.
No.
And that was before. Anyway, I was 5 years old. I remember when he was teaching. But I think he bought the store. And he ran the store there for several years.
Now, which store?
Well, it was called Mountain Union Store.
Okay.
That's out. It was 10 miles from here out on Holland Road, Mountain Union Baptist Church.
Okay. And then, did he sell the store or just...
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he became a county judge.
Mm-hmm.
How long did he serve on the bench?
4 years.
Mm-hmm. And then, did he give that up or...
Well, he lost the election.
Then, did he go back to farming or what did he do?
Well, he retired.
What about your mother? Did she have...
My mother was housewife. She worked, kept in the store.
And what was her full name, her maiden name?
Clytie Mayhow. Clytiemayhowell.
Howell, okay. And she just worked in the store and was a housewife. How much education did she have?
Eighth grade.
Oh, and she was, they were both Allen Countyans?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is your religious preference?
Methodist.
And what is your birth date?
August the 28th, 1920.
Mm-hmm. Which makes you presently?
63.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to, you mean grades? Or
all of it.
Oh, well, I went to Austin, what they call Austin School, and then I went...
Where was that?
That was in Allen County. It's about 6 miles from Scottsville. And then I went to Mountain Union, and then I went to Mount Zion over at Hall.
And you finished high school. Did you have any further education?
Or? No, just high school.
Did you have any career ideas at the time?
No. I wanted to be a nurse, but I was raised in the Depression, and I just didn't get to go to school.
I can relate to that. When did you learn to quilt?
Well, before I was about 15 years old, I guess. I married when I was 18. And, I was about 15 years old, and I helped Mother quilt before I married, and I also helped in the store. My mother loved to piece quilts and quilt. That was really her hobby.
Then she taught you.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And how did she teach you? Were there any specific steps or things that she did to teach you?
No. She just threw up that needle and gave me a thimble and stood over me to see that I didn't make long stitches. She made me, when I'd start out on quilting, you know, when you'd have to thread your needle, she'd make me get in behind that other stitch and start. Keep that stitch short.
And how about cutting out and picking patterns and all of that? How did you learn all that?
Well, I started on little string squares, you know. We'd cut it out on paper. I did that at my grandmother's house when I'd get out of school. At that time, I think we just had 7 months or 8 months of school, and I'd get out in February, and I would go over there, and of course, you know, then they made all their dresses, and she'd have a lot of these strings, this little bitty string, and she would cut me out these squares of paper the size that we wanted the square, and I would stitch these little strings on this, to this paper.
Mm-hmm.
And, then, of course, they didn't look too good, you know. I was small at that time.
How old were you then?
Well, I was in the grades. I was about 8 and 7, and I'd forgotten about that. And then Mother, she had her patterns, and I would help her cut out. We'd have different, well, over there in the flower garden. But mostly we'd do these strings, and then we'd do the 9 patch. And she'd have patterns, and then she'd have her designs that we would quilt in these quilts.
Mm-hmm. But the one you made when you were learning was a string quilt.
Just a plain string quilt, and then sewed together the blocks and strips.
And you went on from that then to nine patch and mm-hmm. other designs.
That's what I was trying to learn on those stitching. Take small
stitches. You speak of your grandmother Howell. What was her name?
That was Enola.
Enola Howell, mm-hmm. okay. And she was in Allen County?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where in Allen County did you live? Did she live?
Well, she was what they called, the name of that creek. Just about 5 miles from here.
It's not Trammell, is it?
No, it was Rough Creek.
Rough Creek.
Yes.
I interviewed a lady named Howell out in Trammell. And I just wondered if there was any connection. I know that she might have been, you know, related in some way.
Probably so, but I don't know.
Who else in your family quilted?
In my immediate family, no one else. My sister just didn't care for quilting. Just mother.
Your grandmother?
Yes. My grandmother mostly tacked her quilts.
Did she?
Yes.
Were there any men in the family that quilted?
No.
Are any of them living? Your mother is...
No, my mother passed away 8 years ago.
Have there been periods in your life when you're too busy to quilt?
Well, yes.
Like when?
After I went to work. Here. And I moved to Scottsville. We lived on a farm up there in Macon County, and we moved down here. My husband had asthma, and we had to get off the farm and stop him. So we moved down here, and I went to work. And then I couldn't quit. Too busy quilting, raising my family. I have one boy. I didn't quilt anymore until this past year after I retired.
So then the next question was, when did you take it up again? And that was a year ago.
When I retired. Mm-hmm.
And what have you done since then? How many have you made? Or?
Just one. Have it over there. It's a cross stitch I made for my daughter-in-law for her birthday, 4th of July, and quilted.
Are you doing more of it now? Or are you looking toward...
When I retired from General Electric, they gave me a cross-stitch quilt to do, and I'm doing it now. And I'm planning on quilting it this winter.
Do you plan to do any piecing or cutting?
Yes, I want to do a quilt each for my grandboys.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any particular patterns in mind for that?
I'm thinking about the bow tie and the... What's that, the fence? Rail fence? Is that the name of that pattern?
There is one.
I'm thinking about that.
Where do you like to... Well, how much time do you spend quilting at a time when you're working on them?
Oh, when I did that one over there for my daughter-in-law, a lot of time because I was trying... I started that in November, mostly doing my cross stitch. And, of course, it wasn't too complicated, and I could do that pretty fast. But then I started quilting. It kind of rushed me to get it done by the 4th of July, and I've been quilting practically all day sometimes on it.
Where do you set up your frame, or where do you quilt in the living room? You lap quilt.
Uh-huh. Oh. I just put it on a card table, and I did it right there, mostly in the living room here, because I could open that door there, and the light would come in. Mm-hmm. And right here in my own living room.
What time of day do you prefer to quilt?
Well, the afternoon. And then the night. Quilt a lot of night.
Do you do anything else? Do you listen to music or watch TV or?
Well, the TV usually but I don't watch it too much. I quilt and raise up once in a while.
It takes a concentrated effort.
You gotta concentrate.
And where do you get your quilt designs?
You mean, I just bought mine over at Cash mm-hmm. already,
cross stitch.
My cross stitch.
What about piecing? Do you have any particular source of designs for piecing when you piece?
No. I had been thinking about it. It's a place down here close to Hendersonville. This lady has this shop that you can go in and get a kit. And it's nice material. It's $75 a quilt. That kit, it sounds kind of high, but all of the pieces is already cut out, and the colors match, you know, this idea. And right now, I've been thinking about that.
Doing that instead of going back to some of the designs that you made and your mother made.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any particular patterns that you enjoy making more than others?
No.
Or that you used to?
No.
Tell me what you feel like makes a good quilt.
Well, the work that you put into it, it should be neat. And what do you mean, honey? What do you, I don't understand.
Well, what if you are going to start out to make a good quilt, and I don't expect you to make any other kind, what would you feel like was important to have in that quilt, and how do you feel it would be important to do it?
I would just go and like cross-stitch quilt. I would just go get my already laid off of this. I usually get them over at Cast or Not, try to catch them on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like the, I try to get this soft lining. Now, some of them recommend sheets, but I found out that you need to get this soft quilting, and then your bedding just that real soft mountain mist is what I use.
You use the cotton or the polyester blend?
I use that, I guess it's that polyester blend, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you put on the back, a muslin or a soft cotton?
A soft cotton, mountain mist.
Mm-hmm. And the...
My padding, my batting on it.
When you're doing the quilting itself, how should that look?
Oh, it should look neat. Now that's the main thing in my eye, is those stitching real neat.
Real neat. And how close?
Just as close as I can get them.
Okay. Well, why do you make quilts now? Why did you before?
Well, because I like beautiful quilts. I used to take my quilts to the fair. I've won a lot of prizes on the quilt. Maybe I didn't have the prettiest quilts, but I always got the prizes on the best quilted quilt.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we start documenting your quilts. How many ribbons have you won?
Well, honey, it's been a long time. See, I got here. I didn't take any in this past. I got 3 prizes last year. Not the year before last, it is now. But when I was lived on the farm, I would take them to Summary County Fair, Westmoreland, and I got quite a few. I remember first and second. I took 3 quilts, and I got first and second.
For the quilting?
Yes, for the quilting.
And this was before you were married, or?
No, it was after I married.
Can you remember about when that might have been?
I'd say about 1945.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the first place, so what was the reason way back when you made quilts? What were you about then?
Oh, you mean my age?
No, what were the... What was the reason for making quilts in the first place?
Well, I had plenty of time on my hands then, and I just liked to do it from...
Did you need them for warmth?
No.
So as a bride, you just made them for pastime?
Yes.
Why did your mother make them?
Well, she started out on these quilts. She was trying to get us all children so many quilts apiece. And that I was helping her.
And how many children and how many quilts are we talking about?
Well, I had a brother and a sister, and she was trying to get us 10 quilts apiece, 5 what she called fancy quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the other 5 was just maybe, like I said, 9 patch and those string quilts.
To use for every day?
Uh-huh, for every day.
And then some to put on the bed for company, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Of course, when I have company, I use those quilts, but those quilts wouldn't dare go on my bed every day. I keep them in a cedar chest.
Well, they're precious, I would.
I use them as spreads, but I love them. I cherish them very much.
So she would make you, and do you still have the quilts that she made for you?
Mm-hmm.
And they're over here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to look at them in a little bit. What do you find most satisfying about quilting, piecing or quilting?
I like to do cross stitch.
You like the embroidering?
Yes, mm-hmm. And I like to quilt too. I just can't wait to get them fixed and get in there and my quilt and my design just to see how. Really, I think the quilting really makes the quilt. I think the design is so pretty.
So then really, I guess the most satisfying thing to you is the quilting.
Yes.
And you like, because you feel like that is the important part.
It's been so long now since I had quilted, because I just retired. And of course, I guess this is going to sound sentimental, but when I sit down there and started quilting, it brought back a lot of sweet memories.
Mother, I think that's important. And those are the kind of things that we're preserving.
I really don't want to sound sentimental about it.
I don't know why not.
But it did. It just brought back a lot of sweet memories. Of course, Mother and I quilted, I guess she called them frames.
Mm-hmm.
You know, horses, she called them frames. Because I do mine lap quilting on hooks.
But you quilted on that horse frame mm-hmm. with your mama.
I have them in the basement now.
You wouldn't part with them?
No. Mm-mm. I just don't have room to set them up like we used to set them up.
Did you ever participate in a quilting bee?
No.
Or a quilting party?
Oh, yes, and a quilting party.
Well, tell me about quilting parties.
Well, just our friends, two or three of us, together one night and quilt with our husbands, sit around and eat popcorn. And we just quilt and laugh and enjoy and have just a big time. You know, back then we didn't have all these places to go
mm-hmm.
because...
And you did this as a bride or
well,
young married?
It was, I was 8 or 9 years after I married. We'd go up to my husband's cousin, just 2 or 3 houses up. Mm-hmm. She put in a quilt and we'd get her quilt out. Some of the rest of us put in a quilt and we'd all gather and have.
Did you do that?
But that wasn't fancy quilts now. That was just, as I said, these string quilts.
Utility quilts.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a given day of the week that you do this? You meet once a week or how?
Well, no, not once a week. It's just when we get our quilts.
Or whenever you had one ready to quilt.
Yes.
These were just your
friends.
Mm-hmm. And you'd meet in an evening at one of your homes,
mm-hmm.
right, to help each other get these
yes.
quilts together.
Okay.
What's it like to quilt with a group?
It's a lot of fun. Our quilting, I don't guess, looks as well as I like to find it look now.
So there's something lost in the fellowship, right?
Yes. Of course, it's just old quilts, as you said. It's just utility quilts that we just use.
Well, those utility quilts play an important part in
yes, uh-huh. I had a lot of blankets, though, and I used instead of quilts.
The same for quilts. Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt or anything?
No, not really. Not really.
Have you ever taught anybody else to quilt?
Not really. Yes.
I sense that maybe you had a hand in it somewhere.
I was trying to think, but I can't really think that I did.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any quilt books?
Yes, a friend of mine, Ms. Gent, gave me some books
mm-hmm.
that she had collected over the years when I retired.
What are they? Do you know the names of them or what kind? Are
no,
they pattern books?
Uh-huh. She gave them to me to try to pick out the patterns I was talking about a minute ago, you know, for the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
She had used them.
Do you have any favorite patterns?
No, I just like them all. That's the trouble. They're so pretty, you just can't make up your mind which one you want to do.
Well, do you take any quilt magazines or read quilt magazines from time to time?
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a quilt done by a man?
No.
haven't.
Yep. Oh, yes, I have. Mr. Dalton. Paul Dalton here.
Uh-huh.
He had his quilts up here at the library not too long ago. We had a quilt, I believe it was fair, they called it. Mm-hmm. And we displayed them up there at the library. And he had, oh, his was beautiful. He got first prize.
Oh. Well, is there anything different about the way he quilts and how women quilt?
No, his designs were beautiful, though. He had, I don't know what kind of stitch it was, but he had fixes. The birds on, he said, just these birds out in his yard. It kind of looked like an overstitch to me, but that wasn't it. He said it wasn't. I don't know what kind of stitch, but it was beautiful.
And the quilting was
yes, it was.
Very fine.
Oh. He designed it himself.
So all of his are original works.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with your finished quilts?
Oh, I just store them in my cedar chest.
Do you quilt for other people?
No. I've had them ask me to quilt. I just figured if I got started on, I might want to do something else. Maybe start one of my own.
You like to be free too.
Yes, I like to be free.
Quilt it the way you want it and not necessarily follow somebody else's wishes. You sound like a very creative person.
Well, after I retired now, I'm going to do a few things that I've always wanted to do. I'm planning on taking some tours this summer. I took one last summer, went to Orlando. And I don't want to be, tied down with something because they usually want these quilts at a certain time when I
get ready to
go someplace, I just go.
Well, good for you. Can you put a monetary value on your quilts? How much they'd be worth?
No, I can't because some of my quilts, I just couldn't sell them for no price. Because they're sentimental value to me, the most that I have right now.
And you couldn't possibly put a dollar value on that?
No.
What do you do with the old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Well, a few of them I have tacked them. I've used, just bought material, and just made me a line and a top and just tacked them.
Mm-hmm. Now you tell me you've entered quilts in shows. County Fairs, tell me about this again. Now, when you were first married, right?
Yes.
You put them in the county fair in what county?
Well, this was Sumner County, Westmoreland.
Sumner County, Westmoreland, Tennessee.
Yes.
And, you did this more than once.
Yes.
And did each time you entered them you win something?
Yes, at that time you could put them in each year. Now you can't do that.
Oh, okay. So the same quilt won several ribbons is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now maybe one year I'd put it in as best quilted quilt. And I think once or twice I put them in the prettiest quilt. And my dressing plate got first prize, a priest quilt, but I usually entered them as best quilt.
And so you won most of your ribbons there.
Yes.
And now have you won any in Allen County?
Yes, year before last I won the dressing plate there. I did.
And that was for the quilting?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting, do you think?
I don't think so. Some of them, now go to this quilting, machine quilting. Now, I've never done any of that. It's pretty, but I prefer this quilting.
Mm-hmm. And you don't feel like that there's been any change in people's attitudes about quilting over the years?
Well, maybe some of them prefers the other quilting, but I don't.
What do you see as the value of quilting, the role of quilting in your life? What does quilting mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is pastime. I just like to sit down and quilt.
You were speaking of it triggering memories.
Yes.
That too.
Yes. Brings back a lot of sweet memories.
Mm-hmm. You see it.
Mother and I were very close. I didn't get to go on to school, and I just loved housework and quilting.
Do you have any favorite colors that you use in a quilt when you're piecing?
No, I like all colors. I like to blend them in, you know. You put them together. You know, the different colors blend in.
But you don't have a prominent color that you use all the time.
No.
Now, you tell me that you used to use a horse frame when you were at home.
Yes.
And now you use either a hoop or a lap frame, which...
Yes. Lap quilting.
Lap quilting. Now, tell me how you lap quilt. Do you put that in a hoop on your lap?
I put it on the card table.
In a hoop?
Uh-huh. And just let this rest on the card table.
Well, how big a hoop?
Oh, forgot what my...
Is it a big wooden hoop?
It's a large one.
Maybe 24 inches across? Or
I believe it was 20 inches.
20 inches across. And is it a round or an oval hoop?
A round
one. And you don't leave where all your knots start in the same place, or your basting starts at the same place in the center. You don't have a little circle there that doesn't get...
No, I start right in the center.
And then to each corner and to each edge.
Yes.
And you just put one on each side and each end, or do you have extra ones in?
No, I just go from the ends and the corners.
Just one to each side and one to each end and a basting line to each corner. And then you start from the center and work out.
You just work out and then it won't pucker together.
Oh, and you have good luck with that.
So far.
Mm-hmm. How have the materials used in quilting changed since you started making quilts?
Oh, quite a bit now. I'm not too familiar with all the materials, but now the lining, now you can buy all this lining, you know, that you don't have to have a seam down to the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just softer and better material to work with than we used to have. We used to have what we call bleach and just domestic. Now you can get this pretty polyester material and kinds of beautiful material now to work with.
Do you use a solid color on the backs, like the domestic color, but it's a finer?
Ecru, what you usually call it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, that's one of them. And you say the batting is much easier too.
Yes, I want to use it. I use this Mountain Mist now. I used to when we had the cotton was so thick, it'd be hard to quilt.
Do you wash your quilts?
Yes.
And how do you wash them in the machine or?
Yes, just put it on delicate.
On delicate cycle.
And then put them in the dryer, make fluffs that cotton. Mm-hmm.
And even your older ones you have done that way
mm-hmm.
to keep them fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever appliqued quilts?
Yes. I have one over there that I appliqued, but I didn't quilt it. That I helped Mother applique. It's a Dutch doll.
Okay, and you did that with embroidery thread.
Mm-hmm.
And do you like applique?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you tell me you do embroider on your quilt. You make cross stitch. Do you do any other type of embroidery? Well, we just talked about one.
So far I haven't started.
Since you started up again, but in the past you did do, what, a buttonhole stitch around the Dutch doll?
Uh-huh, yes.
Any other kinds of embroidery on those old quilts?
Well, that Dutch doll's the only one that I've been broken.
Do you sign your quilts?
No. But I know I'm supposed to.
It isn't too late.
Yes.
Do you make up your own designs of quilts?
No, I use the batting always.
And how about the quilting pattern itself? You sound like you like to create your own patterns.
Well, yes, I do, but I have more confidence in just buying a quilt book, you know, the pattern book going from there.
In the quilting that
mm-hmm.
you put in it. Do you have a favorite quilt pattern?
No.
And you already said you don't really have favorite colors.
No.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pretty colors now that you can get.
Is there anything about other quilters in your family that you want to share with me that you may have thought of since we were talking about?
Well, no, I have a quilt over there. It's a very small quilt. my grandmother quilted it for me. The dates on it is December 25th, 1920.
Well,
I just wanted you to see. Mm-hmm. She bright, what they call briar stitch, wasn't it? Back then,
yeah.
She did every piece of it. And of course, I had nothing to do with that. I was born in August, and that was December.
Well, then, I appreciate your taking your time to talk with me and to share with folks the role that quilting has played in your life.
Well, I've enjoyed it very much.
I'm going to stop the interview here, but I will put the machine on when we're looking at the quilts, when we're documenting them, because sometimes information comes through that you remember as you look at a quilt that we didn't get in the interview, and I don't want to miss a thing. So I'll stop this for the moment, and then we'll start looking at the quilts and restart
okay.
It. All right, we're looking at a sunflower quilt that was made by Mrs. Klein and her mother. Now, do you know about what year that quilt was made?
About, well, we started, I guess, in 38.
And when did you finish it?
About 39.
Okay.
About March. Because I came home. I married in 38 and came home back down there and helped her quilt this quilt.
Where was she living when you made this?
Macon County.
In Macon County. You were living in Macon County, or she was?
I was.
Okay, then that's where you were living. Okay. And your mother, who made?
Allen County. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now.
We live right there.
At the line.
Kentucky line.
Okay, and so your mother's name was, again, please?
Clytie May Howell Macon.
How do you spell that for first name again?
C-L-Y-T-A.
Clytie May.
Mm-hmm.
Napier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know her year she was born?
Oh, no. I can only record here, but right now I can't think of any more.
Okay, well, we can get that later, her lifespan, the year she was born and the year she died. And then it was quilted by her and by you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were married then?
Yes.
Okay, is it signed?
No.
Okay. Now tell me about this quilt.
Well, these are our dresses that we cut these out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we got a lot of remnants there at the store. She did, and this is our sunflower. Mother had these patterns. So she bought this solid material here to put it together with.
And let's see
she designed these herself this year.
The quilted medallion.
Uh-huh.
She designed herself. And that's a circle about 3 inches around with a grid in the center, and then it's got 4 large petals.
Uh-huh.
And in between are 4 small petals, and that is the quilting design.
Uh-huh.
Now it looks like the predominant color in that, well, does this have one? Would you say that the green is one of the predominant colors?
Yes, I guess so.
And what else now?
Yellow.
The second. And what about the third one?
It's just print.
Just print. Okay.
And the yellow back.
Now these were new scraps of clothing,
uh-huh.
weren't they? And then the solids were
she bought
purchased.
The solids.
Uh-huh. And and it has a yellow backing in the same. Now, did she dye that, or did she?
No.
Okay. And that's, is that a kind of homespun, or what is that fabric?
We quilted it by each piece.
Okay. Let's quilt it around the piece. Right, this is a Dresden plate.
This is the one I cherish most of all, I guess. I really love this one.
Your mother made this one?
Uh-huh. I helped her piece a little bit. Now, I didn't do too much piecing on this.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any idea what year she made it?
This was the next quilt after the sunflower.
Okay, so that one was made in 1938. So
finished up in 42. Now, she had this started before I married, but we finished this up in 42.
And you married in 38, right?
Uh-huh.
From 38 to 1942 was when. Okay. And is this one signed?
No.
Okay, and she did all the quilting on this?
No, I helped her quilt. Of course, okay. Now I just would go down there today and help her quilt. Now, I was away from home at this time.
And this is a fancy dress in place.
Mm, yes.
And it has a lot of, so you especially cherish this one.
Yeah.
And for special reasons?
Well, it's just beautiful to me. You just look at the back, the designs on the back. To me, this is like, it's just beautiful.
Well, it is indeed. And the quilting is very fine. You drew your own design. You have figure eights in between the motifs of the dress and plate. It is not set together with strips, but the applique of the plate is on a square.
Yes,
that
whipped on.
A muslin square that's 16 inches square. And there's a hand-drawn motif in each corner, and then a figure eight motif between the plates. The center of the plate has the appearance of the cathedral window. There's an oval, four ovals applique to the circle, around the circle that give it the appearance of a cathedral window. In between the rows, there is, once again, the same design that we saw in the previous quilt that was originated with this family. This time, the circle is 5 inches across. Inside the circle is a 3/4 inch grid, and there are the four large petals at right angles from each other, and in between them, four smaller petals. And this is repeated throughout the quilt. The predominant color is pink. The edge of the quilt, the border, is done in pink and domestic. It is bound in pink. The border is not just the Dresden plate motif with the triangles in between to make it straight. And they're 5 3/4 inches wide. This is lovely.
Now, the reason that we put this away, she did, you can see this, she was trying to match the material. Bless her heart, she ran out of the pink material. And right here, is, you can see, is a little different.
Pink.
Mm-hmm. And we never could get the exact color pink.
That's true today. Once you change dye lots, you change color.
And she just put it away, and we just checked different places, but we never did get the exact color paint, but it isn't too noticeable.
No, it really isn't.
I use this one as a bedspread, and I just put that to back.
And let's measure the stitches here, and then I'll finish writing the documentation. All right, now tell me the name of this one.
This is a golden wedding ring.
A golden
ring. I think it's called a double golden wedding ring. Double golden wedding ring.
Uh-huh. Golden wedding ring. Okay, now, I see in the middle of the ring, there's a star.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, a six-pointed star in the middle, and then it's got another piece in it that fits into the star and is pointed, and there's 1, 2, and there's six of those.
This was so complicated, she wouldn't let me. Now, right here was our problem. Ooh, that was so complicated.
What, getting that piece
yes,
in there?
Yes, uh-huh. Putting this together with these white pieces.
Well, you know, now, when you put a wedding ring together, you make this piece. And then you sew it on, you piece this, and you sew it on here.
Mm-hmm. And you finished this when you sold on to this side. Did you have to applique that in? Or?
No. Mm-hmm. You just fixed that in just like you sold these. But it was a problem. It wanted to pluck. I remember that. That's the main thing I remember about this. Well,
and where did she get that pattern?
I have no idea. Probably came here. The same lady. Ain't John Lawrence.
I think we need to identify Aunt Johnny Brown a little more as we go along here. Now you tell me she was your grandmother Napier's sister. Okay. So,
she lived here in Allen County. Mm-hmm. I remember her for her quilts and her birds and her flowers.
Okay, now who made this quilt?
My mother.
Okay. And you own it.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't help with it.
I have quilt a little bit of it, but I didn't do any too.
Okay.
I was in school when she was teaching.
Okay, do you know about what year it was made? Think about that.
37.
Okay, what, do you have any particular reason why she made this quilt?
No, she just liked her. She just picked this out. She wanted a golden,
a wedding ring.
Mm-hmm. I've heard her call it the double golden ring.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, we say wedding ring, but most of the time we're talking about double wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
That is beautiful. Just like the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Is it dated?
No.
Mm-hmm. The only people that's only the center has been her and me.
And I gave it to my daughter-in-law.
Okay, so your daughter-in-law owns it now?
This is her quilt, ma'am.
Okay, and what is her name?
Linda Klein. White Plains, right back down here behind us, wooded area.
Okay. And the previous owner then, the present owner, you and now where was this made?
Allen County.
In Allen County.
I just wanted her to have a quilt that my mother and I had worked on. And it blended in with her colors, so I gave her this one.
A lot of yellow and orange. That's mm-hmm. very colorful. Right, we're looking at a baby quilt that is dated December 25th, 1920, and it has Lois E. Napier on it. Was that your baby quilt?
Yes.
Okay.
This was made for me Christmas. I was born in August, and this is Christmas gift that next Christmas.
From whom?
My grandmother Howell.
Your
Enola
grandmother
Howell. That's
okay.
What that E stands for right there.
Yeah, Enola. Uh-huh. Enola. Now this is made of fancy
yes.
fabrics. It's got silk and velvet, and I don't see any brocades, but and there's some woolens in here, and there's some pieces that have, you know, have worn away with time. The silk has come off, and it was it looks like the string quilt. Or is it a crazy
yes.
quilt?
Uh-huh. It's a string quilt.
A
now
string
that's what
quilt?
I was, that yeah. was her favorite.
And it was on, it was done on pieces of, it looks like picking, where the material has come off in 11-inch squares. And as is typical of quilts of that generation, it is decorated with the briar stitch all on every place that there is a seam. Its backing is flannel in a gray and red stripe, which would be appropriate for a baby quilt to keep the baby warm, something close. And this is made by your grandmother, Enola Howell. Okay. And given to you for your first Christmas.
Mm-hmm. for my baby bed, for your baby bed that she bought me, and I still have the baby bed.
How nice.
I used it for my son.
Oh, and tell me, did you use this quilt for any of your babies?
No, you just kept it. It's so old and fragile.
You just kept it for me.
I keep safe.
Well, it is very nice. And we're going.
And I would get it. I helped her applique it.
This was made out of your dressing.
Yes.
And this is a Dutch doll.
Dutch doll.
Okay.
And I'd say I was about 13 when we started this. Because we just didn't complete.
That would have been 1933. Started in 1933. When did you finish it?
Well, she had it quilted after I married. Now, didn't any of us quilt on this? And I don't know why she had it quilted. I couldn't tell you. I think this lady just wanted to quilt.
Okay, now, what was the name of the quilter?
It's Maud Reagan.
Maud?
Mm-hmm. She lived down the place.
You have any idea what her age was at the
no,
time?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Okay, and the one, your mother then appliqued this?
Mm-hmm. I helped her do the blanket stitch. Is that what you call that blanket stitch?
Yes, that's the embroidery.
Uh-huh.
And, blanket stitch on it. And do you own this one now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What was precious about this is my dress.
Okay. That's what's special about it. Mm-hmm. Is that all of this material in here then, all these prints,
mm-hmm.
were your dresses
mm-hmm.
as you were growing up?
Yes. Mother just saved them. And where she got this pattern, I don't know.
It was a rather common pattern for many years. And this particular Dutch doll has all of the dolls facing to the left as you look at the quilt top. And the bonnets are coordinated with their dresses. They are not all one color as is sometimes seen in Dutch doll quilts. The Dutch doll has a narrower skirt than many of them. She's a slimmer doll than lots that we see. The applique is buttonhole stitch, and the little cuff on the arm is done with a, and the band on the bonnet is back stitch with French knots in it. And the bonnet ribbons that hang out behind are outlined in the black back stitch also, which is a rather unique way. I have not seen one quite like that.
All of this and stuff. This is a snowball.
Uh-huh. Done all in green.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know what, can you tell me anything about the background of this?
Well, this one was done earlier. She did this, I'd say back in, maybe in 34. Because I was in high school at time. That's about all I know about it. This snowball, she did it in white and green.
Okay, and she did the quilt,
yes.
Mm-hmm. She did all of it,
yes.
Okay. And she didn't sign it. And where was she living when this was
same place,
Adams County? Now, that wasn't Rough Creek, was it?
No.
What part of Allen County? So many of the communities have names.
Well, it's right there, what they call Mount Union community.
And
right
Mount
there.
Union, okay. Mount Union, that's what I was getting at. Mm-hmm. I'll go back and put that on the other ones because that nails it down in Allen County. One lady I talked to had grown up in Butlersville. And those are all small areas. That's what I wanted to be specific about. Now, has this one won any prizes?
Yes, it's won some on the quilting. I don't remember first or second.
You know about when was this up in Tennessee?
Yes.
Is that in Summer County?
Yes. Can you make a guess at the year?
About 45, I guess.
I had to work in the fair up there, and I just rolled up my quilt and here I take off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she just made this because she liked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else unique about it that you can think of?
Unless I can move that this too. This is strictly all my homework. Every day, start to finish.
And this is a first, isn't it?
Since I retired.
Since you retired. You don't have any quilts that you made from scratch other than that? Mm-hmm. Or you didn't make any until you retired?
I retired.
Uh-huh. And this is that lovely cross stitch.
This is a fern garden.
Fern garden. Let me get the paper here.
And the reason I took these colors because I made it for my daughter-in-law, Linda, the dark ecru and the light ecru. That's her color. She just likes dark colors. She doesn't care for these.
And so this is called Fern Garden.
Fern Garden.
Mm-hmm. And it came in a kit, didn't it?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, and what was this? Are you still a kid or?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.